Blackstone Audio presents The Color of Christ, The Son of God, and the Saga of Race in America by Edward J. Bloom and Paul Harvey. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. In memory of Elijah James Bloom, December 12, 2010, August 31, 2011. Mom, Dad, and Uncle Paul miss you. Prologue. In a world filled with images of Jesus, this one made headlines. He stood in a stained glass window wearing a simple white robe and a dark tunic. He held a staff in his left hand, and with the knuckles of his right tapped gently on a large brown door. Wavy auburn hair fell to his shoulders, while his feet were bare. When sunlight struck the glass just so, kindness radiated from his white face and warmth from his brown eyes. This was a comforting Jesus who forgave sinners, blessed bread for the hungry, and promised peace to the anxious. For decades he had been with this black congregation in Birmingham, Alabama. But on one Sunday morning in September 1963, terror struck. Dynamite set by white supremacists outside of 16th Street Baptist Church just after 10:20 a.m. exploded, and the face of Jesus shattered into 1,000 shards of glass. In the blink of an eye, the Prince of Peace was made a casualty of race war. At 16th Street Baptist Church that morning, the children had heard a Sunday school lesson on the love that forgives. Four little girls were then in the basement lounge to freshen up. Denise McNair was the youngest. She was 11 years old and had thick, straight hair that fell below her shoulders. Addie Mae Collins was 14, wore glasses most of the time, and kept her hair short. Carol Robertson and Cynthia Wesley were 14, too. Carol's hair was longer, like Denise's. Cynthia had a smile that beamed with joy. But on that day, they died. Their lives were cut short because segregationists despised the aspirations of African Americans to vote, purchase homes, protect themselves, and receive fair treatment in the courts. They died, too, because they were at church that morning to worship Jesus. Jesus had lived in the window for decades. He had listened as the congregation sang about his love, his sacrifice, and his triumph. He had been their good shepherd who heard their stories and shared their sufferings. He had been a white, sacred figure who inspired his black followers to rally against white supremacy in the early civil rights crusade. But now his face was gone. The place where it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?